It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
A week after Americans filed their tax returns and the 45th president refused to release his.
The tax man.
We'll be having a big announcement on Wednesday having to do with tax reform.
The president's preparing to unveil his brand new tax reform plan, slashing the corporate tax rate from 35 to 15%.
A rate reduction that high is going to cost above $2 trillion. And without a plan to pay for it, that's going to explode the debt.
How to pay for that tax cut still a major sticking point.
And lower the tax rate for small businesses who file their returns under the individual tax code. Changes that would benefit, well, Trump's family empire. Democrats are sounding the alarm on what such a cut would do to the budget. Senator Sherrod Brown, when asked if the 15% was workable, said, quote, "It is if you want to blow a hole in the federal budget and cut a whole lot of things like Meals on Wheels and Lake Erie restoration and then lie about the growth rate of the economy." From the If at First You Don't Succeed Department, White House officials claim they're nearing a deal on health care legislation with the House Freedom Caucus, you know, the leftover Tea Partiers. But the text of the new bill won't be posted until the House Republicans believe they have enough votes to pass it. What we do know of the details keeps in line with the rob the poor to benefit the rich doctrine of the Trump administration. States would be able to opt out of some of the most important provisions in the Affordable Care Act, like coverage for essential health benefits and charging people with pre-existing conditions higher premiums. A little postscript. The amendment that would allow states to opt out requires that Congress and its staff get to keep all the Affordable Care Act benefits. Just saying.
We care that the world still isn't fair.
The race to Saturday's 100-day mark is upstaged a bit by Friday's deadline to keep the government open.
Who's going to pay for that wall? You better believe it. And they'll do it.
On day one, we will begin working on an impenetrable, physical, tall, powerful, beautiful southern border wall.
Won't back down. No, I won't back down.
The president insisting his position hasn't changed, but he is backing away from his demand that a $1 billion down payment to build that wall be included in an emergency spending bill that must be passed this week to avoid a government shutdown. The Republicans' new spending plan doesn't include money for wall construction, making the odds of a shutdown that much lower.
I hope this is not the case, but it looks like President Trump is caving on his demand for a measly $1 billion in the budget for his wall on the border with Mexico.
Ever defiant, the apprentice dent insists.
Will you sign a CR to continue funding the government if it doesn't?
The wall's going to get built, folks. Just in case anybody has any question, the wall's going to get built, and the wall is going to stop drugs, and it's going to stop a lot of people from coming in that shouldn't be here.
In other news, remember this?
We'll cancel all federal funding to sanctuary cities. Out.
As the old commercial goes, he tried, but he couldn't do it.
Judge William Orrick in San Francisco issued a nationwide injunction against enforcement of President Trump's executive order to withhold federal funding from sanctuary cities. In his opinion, the judge wrote, "Federal funding that bears no meaningful relationship to immigration enforcement cannot be threatened merely because a jurisdiction chooses an immigration enforcement strategy of which the president disapproves." The lawsuit was brought by the city of San Francisco and Santa Clara County.
And the president himself weighed in a short time ago, tweeting, "First, the Ninth Circuit rules against the ban, and now it hits again on sanctuary cities. Both ridiculous rulings. See you in the Supreme Court."
And finally, like that pesky fly that keeps buzzing around your office, Michael Flynn is back. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Jason Chaffetz accused the former Trump National Security Advisor of violating the law by accepting payments from foreign governments without receiving consent from Congress, and then not properly disclosing them on a security clearance application.
If that money was received by General Flynn, and we believe that it was, that money needs to be recovered. That final determination will have to come from the Department of the Army, as well as the Department of Defense, but as a former military officer, you simply cannot take money from Russia, Turkey, or anybody else. And it appears as if he did take that money, it was inappropriate, and there are repercussions for the violation of law.
Flynn's like the gift that keeps on giving, with the unintended consequences of bringing Jason Chaffetz and Elijah Cummings together as a united front from the House Oversight Committee. Small wonders indeed. One last note. While the internet is still aghast at first daughter Ivanka Trump's appearance alongside Angela Merkel and other female leaders, the sexists at Fox so-called News are keeping the O'Reilly Ailes era alive, with Billow's former errand boy Jesse Waters making a tasteless Ivanka penis joke.
I don't really get what's going on here, but I really liked how she was speaking into that microphone.
He later attempted to clarify by saying she sounded like a smooth jazz radio DJ. No, that sounds like this.
The smoothest spot on the dial is also the smoothest spot on the net.
If you enjoy these What's News segments and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. Our work is 100% listener supported. For more information on how you can help, visit NicoleSandler.com/donate.